This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Cavaliers lost last night. A lot of us are seeing red. Danny Cunningham, is he one of them? He joins us right now, Cleveland Magazine, as well as you hear him on 92.3 The Fan and 92.3thefan.com. Danny, how the hell are you?
I'm terrific, Ken. How are you?
Been better. Been a lot better here. It's a very bad night. Cavs got passed for third place in the Eastern Conference. The Knicks now owe the tiebreaker. You wrote yesterday that dreams of a deep postseason look like they're on life support right now. Stand by your statements there, Danny.
The way I think the avenue for them to make a deep postseason run was finding a favorable matchup in round one, which very certainly could still exist in that 4-5 matchup. If they face Orlando or they face Indiana, I would pick the Cavs to win those series because, as we saw last year, when you have a bunch of guys that haven't been there and done that before, it matters in the postseason. I think the Cavs would win those series, but they're not beating Boston. They're not winning. They're not beating that team four times in 2 weeks. I don't see an avenue for that to happen. If they were to face Milwaukee in the second round, is it super likely they win that series in advance? No, but look at that Bucks roster where Brooke Lopez is, a very important part of that team. He's, I think, 37. Chris Middleton's been essentially out of the lineup all year. He's in his mid-30s. Damian Lillard's not young. Like, you're facing an older team that has struggled with a lot of injuries throughout the year. Is it a likely win? No, but it's much more winnable than taking on Boston. If you're in that 4-5 series, I don't know how you get past the second round. And Ken, you and I have talked. Anthony, you and I have talked. The goal for this team should have been Eastern Conference Finals with everything that they have. When they went on that run in December and January, that's what we were talking about. And it seems like that is so far ago and just so unlikely now that I think it's really fair to be disappointed with what has happened with this team.
Hi, Danny. I am a little surprised because obviously they had just, beaten the Hornets and did kind of whatever they wanted in the second half in the prior game. So maybe they were overconfident. But after hearing Max Strus after the game, after hearing JB after the game, I don't understand how you wouldn't have the wind, under your sails after what just transpired over the last 24 hours. You got good news. Max Strus came back to the lineup. Donovan Mitchell, it's going to be just a matter of time before he returns. And they go out and lay an egg like that. That seemed to me to be a team that doesn't look like they're that excited about a stretch run and a playoff run.
You're right. And these losses happen to every NBA team, right? Like, you'll see some of the best teams in basketball lose games they have no business losing because they went into that night and they didn't respect the game. They didn't respect their opponent. We've seen that. I mean, think back to that loss the Cavs had against the Warriors last year. It's one thing when that happens in November, December, January, even early February, but the playoffs are less than a month away. Like, this type of thing should not be happening to a team that is gearing up to make a run in the playoffs. That's what's so disappointing. Like, if this would have happened, say this is January 23rd, instead of March 28th right now we're having this conversation, it's not that big of a deal. But because they're running out of time to put everything together, because they're falling down the standings. I mean, 3 weeks ago they were in second. Now it looks like a dream that they'll even be in third. It's concerning. I think it's a very concerning thing that you have to look at the coaching staff. You have to look at the guys in the locker room. I don't think that there's really anyone that's blameless for what happened last night and really what's happened over the last couple of weeks. I get Donovan's been out of the lineup, and not having your best player is a really difficult thing to deal with at this point in the year, especially when they played so many games in the month of March. But still, you would expect a team that was supposed to have such a good young core step up in ways. And listen, to be fair, they had some really great wins without Donovan, but they cannot kick away games like last night. They just can't do it. Serious teams don't lose last night's game.
Danny Cunningham with us right now on the hotline. Yesterday, listening to our radio station, you would have thought Marcus Morris was going to be that spark that was going to change the entire season. I mean, callers were calling up saying he added toughness overnight, and now everybody is going to learn from that, and that's exactly the type of veteran they need, and then he got a DNP last night. Were you surprised by that?
Not really. With, you know, Max Strus coming back, like, the rotation just becomes kind of crowded, and I get that. You know, he's not playing a full minute's load. I get Evan Mobley's not playing a full minute's load. And I was actually really surprised that J.B. Bickerstaff played 10 guys in the first half, because there have been nights where he plays 9 guys and Sam Merrill can't get in the game, and that doesn't make sense to me either. It's difficult to play 11. I probably would have played Marcus Morris a little bit. But also, how many tough guys do you need, right? Like, Max Strus, supposed to bring toughness. I think he has. George Nang, supposed to bring toughness. I think he has. Tristan Thompson, I think he has. How many guys do you need to bring toughness to the game? Like, I think the Cavs have done a good job of adding that, but they shouldn't need to continue to lean upon guys, especially someone that's on a 10-day contract, to bring toughness to the team.
Well, I think that shows the signs of desperation here, Danny, doesn't it? Like, we're starting to reek.
Yeah, it does. And listen, I think one of the issues here that maybe doesn't get talked about enough, and this is going to sound like a shot at Jarrett Allen, and I promise you it's not. I've been really, really impressed with how well he has developed and how much better he has gotten. Like, I think Jarrett Allen has reached a ceiling that I didn't think he had as a basketball player, and that is awesome. But the fact that we are this deep into Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland and Evan Mobley in this core, and Jarrett Allen is still the second best player on the roster, I think that is the issue here, that Darius Garland is not, okay, there's no doubt about it, he is the second best player behind Donovan Mitchell. Or Evan Mobley, there's no doubt about it, he's the second best player behind Donovan Mitchell. When the Cavs made the trade for Donovan, they had to be thinking that by, you know, March 28th of 2024, their fourth best player would be someone in Jarrett Allen who has made an all-star team. Instead, that's not the case, and that is an issue with this team.
What's we can't afford a lost season, but it's got to be a lost season for Darius. And go ahead.
And Evan too. I mean, listen, it's a delicate balance, because is it Evan's fault? He needed knee surgery and then hurt his ankle, and he's only played in 30 something games. No, like, I can't blame him for that. And it does stink that it's a lost season, but you don't get these years back, right? Like, this is, and Ken, I know how you feel about Donovan Mitchell sticking around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And to agree with that. But you can't afford to waste years of his prime. You just can't afford to do that because he is in the prime of his career. I think he's one of the 10 best basketball players in the world right now. And it kind of feels like they've wasted a year of that. It does. And, you know, the same thing for Darius. And I get that going through a fractured jaw is tough. And he gets hit in the face more than almost anybody in the NBA. Like, it is uncanny how often opponents find his face. And I understand the apprehension, but I need him to be a little bit more aggressive in terms of creating for himself. And that step hasn't been taken yet. And I think that is one of the things that is at the cause of this disappointment right now for the Cavs. And again, let's say they put it together in these last 10 games or how many games they got left. They look great in the first round, and they put up a really strong fight against Boston in the second round of the playoffs. Maybe we feel a little bit different in the middle of May. But right now, I think it's fair to be concerned about the direction of this team.
So we were talking about Orlando, and you said what I had said yesterday on the show, exactly what I had said, which was, I think it's going to be matchup-driven in the playoffs whether or not the Cavs can win a series. And I said I would pick them over Indiana. I would pick them over Orlando. I would not pick them against Philly if Embiid is back. I would not pick them against New York. So we ran through that exercise. The Orlando thing is interesting. Orlando Magic have played like a historically good defense over the last 3 months. They are now up to number two. Cavs are number three. Orlando has gone all the way up to number two defensive efficiency on the season. And like I said, historically good over the last few months. How would the Cavs break 100 against the Orlando Magic, even with Donovan Mitchell back in the lineup?
I mean, that would certainly be a lower scoring series. I actually kind of think you could compare that series to the Cavs and Knicks last year, where you've got two good defenses. You've got two teams that are not going to play at a super fast pace. The Cavs might not break 100 in very many of those games in that seven game series. But I think that Orlando is going to struggle to score in the playoffs more than the Cavs might. And that's because that's an Orlando team. You know, how many guys in that roster on that rotation have played meaningful playoff minutes in their career? Like, that is something that absolutely matters. We saw that last year. Yeah, it'd be a low-scoring series, but I would pick the Cavs there because I think their offense is a little bit better. And it's not, Orlando's defense is awesome, and they've done it against a very, very weak schedule over the last couple of months. But let's not act like the Cavs don't have a really good defense as well. And I think that matters, and I just think that the Cavs' postseason experience and the fact that they've got somebody that I trust in Donovan Mitchell, and it's not to say Paolo Banchero is not great. It's not to say Franz Wagner, who I think has been a little bit disappointing this season, but it's not to say he's not a really good player. But the Cavs in that series would have the best player on the floor, and I would feel good about winning that matchup.
Danny Cunningham, Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com. Give me a good, strong, vigorous defense of J.B. Bickerstaff. What does he do well?
I think the fact that he has gotten this team to fight through, and it doesn't happen every night, and it sounds a little hollow after last night, got some big wins without Donovan, I do think has been a good sign. The fact that they have historically under JB, while being a very young team, played really good defense, I think that's a very good sign. But I also do feel like if this team flames out in the first round of the playoffs, we're talking about some organizational changes. Like, that would not, I'm not saying that to be fact. I'm not saying, you know, take it as reporting, but it just wouldn't be something that surprises me. But I do think JB is a good NBA coach. I have zero doubt about that. But I wonder if he's the guy to get the Cavs over the hump. And I think nights like last night, when this is a team that should be gearing up for a playoff run, this is a team that is getting healthier, the fact that they still have a lot of things to figure out concerns me.
I have to wonder, though. I don't even wonder. I think it's probably just come to its end. Like, the end of this run will happen, and he did a good job. I mean, you think about how nasty things were the moment he took over and how he kind of calmed things down and then got things going again. But now that you have a veteran like Donovan Mitchell, you've brought in other veterans. You got a guy like George Niang, who's 30 years old. Now, I'm not making the biggest decisions over George Niang, for crying out loud, but I think that's part of it, where it's maybe you need somebody that If you finished the season in the four seed, could you have finished in the second seed? Could you have managed the minutes a little bit better? Could we have done things a little bit better? And obviously, in the final 2 minutes of each one of these games, it's a fire drill out there. Nobody knows what they're doing. They're losing their mind. It's like an episode of The Office.
Well, I mean, they scored, 4 points in the last 6 minutes of that game last night? The offense at the end of the game, that has been a constant theme under Bickerstaff. That's kind of one of the gripes I had. You know, if you think back to last year, and maybe you can think differently about the pre-Donovan Mitchell era, because that team in 2021-2022 was a lot of fun. Everyone enjoyed it. There were no expectations. And yeah, they faltered down the stretch kind of the same way they have this year. But that was a really fun team. And when expectations are lighter, it's just a little bit easier. And then when expectations arrive, things become difficult and stressful, as they have, as we've seen over the last 2 years. But the end of game offense the last 2 years has just been not what it needs to be. And that's kind of why I have doubts about this team in the playoffs, and a lot of it is matchup dependent, but they don't execute the way they need to when push comes to shove in clutch time in the NBA. They don't. Darius Garland has not been good enough in those moments. Evan Mobley has not been good enough in those moments. It's kind of just sitting around, and is Donovan going to carry the Cavs to a win tonight? There have been too many nights where that's been the case, and it sort of, in some ways, feel like the LeBron teams that we saw here. And it's not to compare Donovan Mitchell to LeBron, because he's not, no one is, and that's incredibly unfair. But I expected the other guys on this Cavs team to be able to carry the Cavs when Donovan wasn't available, in a way that the other guys on those Cavs teams with LeBron couldn't. And that hasn't happened, whether it's in games where Donovan doesn't play, in games when Donovan just doesn't have it going on, and you need execution late in games. That hasn't happened. And that, I do think, is a real cause for concern here.
Danny, thank you so much for the time. You're wonderful. You take care. Have a good day.
You guys are wonderful, too. Thanks for having me.
Danny Cunningham, Cleveland Magazine, 92.3thefan.com, 92.3thefan. You hear him on 92.3thefan and 92.3thefan.com. He's wonderful. You're going to love him on the free Odyssey app as well. 216-474-0092. Now, I want to get to the baseball thing I had coming up at 8 o'clock. Did you hear what Danny just said at the end of that statement? That is as alarming as it gets. Listen to what Danny said at the end of that statement. That's as alarming as it gets, because why can't we make the comparison? It highlights how bad it really is underneath the surface. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.